At the end of the day, this whole effort is about the amount of money we all spend to fill up for gas, or those of us that have vehicles that need gas. What do the experts say about the impact on gas prices from this proposed legislation?
Yeah, I mean, the California Energy Commission, they say this is going to save Californians billions of dollars. And right now, it'll smooth out the price spikes, which ends up costing a lot. And, you know, I think ultimately they're going to see this over time if this does enact. I don't really know the timeline, to be honest, about when Californians can expect to see a change. This policy hasn't even passed out of the full legislature yet. But it is something that they say overall will save Californians billions.
So we're paying $1.50 more per gallon, you said, and generally, like, over time, we may pay a little bit less. There's a lot of factors that go into these prices, right? But it sounds like there's kind of conventional knowledge is that, yeah, this effort could end in something positive for gas payers.
Yeah, and I think the idea is also to smooth out these spikes, right? A spike of all of a sudden it going up a dollar in a month, that's really shocking for people. It's really a lot more money than they were expecting to pay. And so really targeting these spikes is what the proposal aims to get at.
Have you talked to anyone outside of the Capitol, not in this little political world that just, you know, pays for gas and is curious, you know, why and what it's going to cost?
I did. I actually went last week to one of the gas stations that's right by our station here at Cap Radio, and I talked to a handful of folks who were pumping gas. They all agreed gas is expensive. This year is not as bad as it was, you know, in prior years. I talked to this one woman named Michelle. She commutes down from Placer County every single day, and she said it's expensive. You know, she has kids. She specifically seeks out this generic gas station that's by Cap Radio because it's cheaper than going to a name brand gas station. And this is actually something that the department, the division of market of, I always mess it up, but the Division of Petroleum Market Oversight has really said consumers should do. They should seek out those generic brand gasoline because it is a lot cheaper than name brand.
Well, Laura, we appreciate your reporting. You're doing a great job. You've got a whole lot of word salad in your brain of all these different bureaucratic entities and analysts and the members. So really, we applaud you for your hard work.
Thanks so much for having me on to talk about this. Appreciate it.